For young people, defend true worship. Instructions. Do this exercise in quiet surroundings. As you read the scriptures, imagine that you are part of the event. Visualize the scene. Hear the voices. Feel the emotions of the characters. Let the account come to life. Main characters: Elijah, Ahab, and some 450 Baal prophets. Summary: Elijah proves that Jehovah is superior to Baal. Analyze the scene as we read 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 17 to 40. And it came about that, as soon as Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab immediately said to him, "Is this you, the bringer of ostracism upon Israel?" To this he said, "I have not brought ostracism upon Israel, but you and the house of your father have, because you men have left the commandments of Jehovah, and you went following the Baals. And now send, collect together all Israel to me at Mount Carmel, and also the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of the sacred pole, who are eating at the table of Jezebel." And Ahab proceeded to send among all the sons of Israel, and collect the prophets together at Mount Carmel. Then Elijah approached all the people and said, "How long will you be limping upon two different opinions? If Jehovah is the true God, go following him. But if Baal is, go following him." And the people did not say a word in answer to him. And Elijah went on to say to the people, "I myself have been left as a prophet of Jehovah, I alone, while the prophets of Baal are 450 men. Now let them give us two young bulls, and let them choose for themselves one young bull, and cut it in pieces and put it upon the wood, but they should not put fire to it. And I myself shall dress the other young bull, and I must place it upon the wood, but I shall not put fire to it. And you must call upon the name of your God, and I, for my part, shall call upon the name of Jehovah. And it must occur that the true God that answers by fire is the true God." To this all the people answered and said, "The thing is good." Elijah now said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose for yourselves one young bull and dress it first, because you are the majority, and call upon the name of your God, but you must not put fire to it." Accordingly, they took the young bull that he gave them. Then they dressed it, and they kept calling upon the name of Baal from morning till noon, saying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice, and there was no one answering. And they kept limping around the altar that they had made. And it came about at noon that Elijah began to mock them and say, "Call at the top of your voice, for he is a god, for he must be concerned with a matter, and he has excrement and has to go to the privy, or maybe he is asleep and ought to wake up." And they began calling at the top of their voice and cutting themselves according to their custom with daggers and with lances, until they caused blood to flow out upon them. And it came about that as soon as noon was past, and they continued behaving as prophets until the going up of the grain offering, there was no voice, and there was no one answering, and there was no paying of attention. At length Elijah said to all the people, "Approach me." So all the people approached him. Then he proceeded to mend the altar of Jehovah that was torn down. So Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom Jehovah's word had come, saying, "Israel is what your name will become." And he went on to build the stones into an altar in the name of Jehovah, and to make a trench of about the area sowed with 2 seah measures of seed, all around the altar. After that, he put the pieces of wood in order, and cut the young bull in pieces, and placed it upon the pieces of wood. He now said, "Fill 4 large jars with water, and pour it upon the burnt offering and upon the pieces of wood." Then he said, "Do it again." So they did it again. But he said, "Do it a third time." So they did it a third time. Thus the water went all around the altar, and the trench also he filled with water. And it came about at the time that the grain offering goes up, that Elijah the prophet began to approach and say, O Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and it is by your word that I have done all these things. Answer me, O Jehovah, answer me that this people may know that you, Jehovah, are the true God, and you yourself have turned their heart back. At that the fire of Jehovah came falling and went eating up the burnt offering and the pieces of wood and the stones and the dust and the water that was in the trench it licked up. When all the people saw it, they immediately fell upon their faces and said, Jehovah is the true God! Jehovah is the true God! Then Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal! Do not let a single one of them escape! At once they seized them, and Elijah then brought them down to the torrent valley of Kishon and slaughtered them there. On a separate sheet of paper, draw a diagram showing where you imagine Elijah, the Baal prophets, and the altars to be in relation to one another. What sounds do you hear during the chaotic scene described in verses 26 through 29? What emotions do you sense in Elijah's voice as he addresses the Baal prophets? Dig deeper. Why was courage needed on Elijah's part to approach Ahab and then go on to conduct a test that would humiliate hundreds of Baal prophets? Clue: read 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 4, 13, and 14. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 4 reads, Hence it came about that when Jezebel cut off Jehovah's prophets, Obadiah proceeded to take 100 prophets and keep them hid by 50s in a cave, and he supplied them bread and water. Verses 13 and 14 read, Has not my Lord been told what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of Jehovah? How I kept some of the prophets of Jehovah hid, 100 men by 50s in a cave, and kept supplying them bread and water? And now you are saying, Go, say to your Lord, Here is Elijah, and he will be bound to kill me. Using research materials at your disposal, find out something about Baal worship. For example, what type of practices were associated with it? What effect did Baal worship have on Israel? Why, do you think, did Elijah dig a trench around Jehovah's altar and then have it filled with water? Apply what you learned. Write down what you learned about the courage that is required to defend true worship, the benefits that come to those who show such courage. For further application, in what areas of life could you show more courage in defending true worship? What aspect of this account is most meaningful to you and why? If you don't have a Bible, ask Jehovah's Witnesses for one or read it online at www.watchtower.org. End of article.